Pesachim, Perakei, Mishnah Base 5-2. Now we talk about the actual offering of the Korban Pesach. And the first thing we're going to talk about here is the proper machshava, the proper thoughts that the people who are doing the different steps of the Avodas Adam, the offering of the blood, we have to be concerned about what they're thinking. So in general, when it comes to Korbanos, the essential part of the Korban is the Avodas Adam, the offering of the blood, which has four essential components to it, which are Shechita, the actual slaughtering of the offering, Kabbalah, the receiving of the blood, Holacha, the bringing of that blood to the Mizbeach, and Zerika, the application of the blood to the Mizbeach. And if any of those four go wrong, by certain definition of what wrong is, then the Korban, the offering, is rendered invalid. It's possible. So one of the things that can go wrong is that the person doing any of those four steps, Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, Zerika, can have a invalidating machshava, an invalidating thought. Normally the rule is, by the way, that thoughts don't mess up your mitzvahs. If you think something strange when you're shaking your lulav, or you think even negative thought when you're doing your about the person you're giving tzedakah to, you still fulfill your mitzvah. Maybe not on the highest level, but you fulfill the mitzvah. When it comes to korbanos, they're unique in that if you have errant thoughts, they can ruin everything. So the truth is, there are six specific machshavas that are worth talking about when it comes to zvachim, animal sacrifices. But the Mishnah here will talk about just one of them, and that's the requirement of lishma, which means for its proper sake, which means that when the person doing any of those four steps in the Avodah Sadam, if they should think that they're offering one category of zevach, of animal offering, other than a korban pesach, so then that's they're doing it for another korban. In other words, they think they're doing it for an ola or a chatas or an asham, etc., instead of for a pesach, that will invalidate the offering. If any of those steps, and that's what the Mishnah has to say here, that ha-pesach, when it comes to the korban pesach, sheshachato shelo lishmo, if a person slaughtered it not for the sake of a korban pesach, which means he had in mind a different kind of korban, he thought this will be my chagiga, this will be a shlamim, this will be anything else. So that's bad. Certainly if it's a chatas, etc., it invalidates the whole thing. For the record, the shechita can be done by anybody, and in fact, when it comes to Korban Pesach, it often is done by someone other than a Kohen, whereas the later three steps, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zerika, must be done by a Kohen specifically. In any case, whoever is doing the shechita, if he thinks that he's doing it for a different category of offering other than Pesach, so then it will be invalidated. Just to make sure this is clear, if he doesn't have anything specific in mind at all, he just says, and this is what Kohanim are supposed to do, he just says, whatever this is supposed to be, that's what it is, right? In the case of Pesachim, it should be obvious to everyone, since Pesachim brought all together all at once, and after in the special time and the special day, it's clear anyways that we're talking about Pesach. But the point is, at any time when the korbanos are being offered, the people doing that offering, like the Kohanim, they should have just a generic, whatever this is meant to be, I'm carrying out that task. So that would be okay. But if you think specifically the wrong category of offering, then that's not okay. So if one HaPesach Sheshachtu Shelo Lishmo, if you slaughter it for the wrong category of offering, V'kibel, or if you receive the blood, the Vav here is an or, not an and, V'hilech, or if a person transported the blood to the Mizbeach, thinking he's doing it for an offering other than a Korban Pesach, V'zarak, or if the application of blood was done with in mind for a different category of offering besides a Pesach, shelo lishmo, for the wrong category. Oh, or even if lishmo v'shelo lishmo, even if he started out with the right intention, meaning he thought it was a Pesach, but halfway through the process he lapsed in his mind, oh, maybe this is actually going to be for a shlam, etc. Oh, shelo lishmo v'lishmo, or if he starts out with the wrong thing in mind, and then he thinks later on the right thing, too late, doesn't matter. In all those cases, puzzle. The offering is now invalidated, and based on sort of essentially honesty policy, the Kohen who's doing this job, or in the case of the Shechita, the non-Kohen who might be doing it, has to fess up and say, oh no, I'm sorry, I've validated this offering, we have to start again. Ketzad lishmo v'shelo lishmo, what does it mean to be both for the sake of a Pesach and not for the sake of a Pesach? L'shem Pesach, he starts out thinking, let's say when he's doing the holacha, as he's bringing that blood to the Mizbeach, his first step is thinking, I'm going to bring this blood as a Pesach. But then, Ulashem Shlamim, the second half of his walk over there, he lapses into mind and thinks this will be for a korban shlamim. No, that renders it invalid. And how is shelo lishmo vilishmo? How does it start out being for the wrong category and the right category? L'shem shlamim, he starts out thinking this is going to be a shlamim as he begins walking to the mizbeach, let's say. U'l'shem pesach, but halfway through he rectifies things in his mind, says, oh no, this is before pesach. Too late, too bad, no good. The offering is rendered puzzle, invalid, and cannot be brought, and the people cannot be used this as their korban pesach.